USA News update. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%, while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces.
Tim Berg, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.